Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, God has just really brought me into my own situation of just realizing as far as preparation, has been speaking to me and brought a lot of things together and encouraged me. And then when things started to be visualizing, and like, I don't know how best to put it, but it's just like all of a sudden what God told me was going to happen, I began to see it. And immediately it went right from my heart, right to my head. And I just began to all of a sudden, well, I got to do all these things and I got to get this done. And
you don't do that.
I got to get this over here.
You don't go in your head. Like, come on.
No.
Steve.
Once or twice.
No.
Once or twice.
You go there?
Still? Very much so. But you know, it was the fact of what God showed
Pat
me.
Pat doesn't need it though, but go ahead.
No, not at all. Those other guys.
If I had a head, I'd go there. I can't think. Oh, he's like, amen.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
amen. But it was just like, you know, what God was showing me was that I wasn't trusting. And it's just like, God brought me to this point. God's going to continue to guide me to where whatever's next. And,
right.
and what God really exposed to me and what revealed to me is, like I said, the lack of trust in my own life, in certain areas of my own heart. And it really brought to light the significance of it. And the Holy Spirit was showing me too, you know, in 1 Corinthians, it's a lot of people can talk about, you know, love and it does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud. But when you continue on, it says it does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects. But love always trusts.
Mm.
And that is so powerful. And that has just been, God has just really been highlighting that. And it was so significant is that even when we don't see things, even when we don't see the fullness of the situation or what God even said he's bringing us to, when we don't see the next step, like you're saying, God's love language is obedience. God's love language is responding to him in faith, because without faith, without works in God, our faith is dead.
Right.
You know, we do that in accordance with where God is leading us to. And what God has just really been highlighting to me is that he was showing to me and speaking to me in John 6. Some people have probably been aware of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And the Bible talks about how Jesus was speaking to people, and he's out in a boat because the crowds are so thick, the crowds are so just full on this piece of land that Jesus had to go in a boat to be able to teach them from afar. And Jesus crosses the lake or wherever he's at the time, and all of a sudden these people are following him. And Jesus looks up and he sees a great crowd coming towards him, and he says, you know, where are we going to buy all some bread for these people to eat? And of course the disciples respond in what they know in their heads, and they're like, you know, there's not enough. You know, a full day's wages or a full year's wages is not going to give enough bread for everyone to have a bite. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, tell me what you got. And the disciples find a boy, and he says, well, here's some loaves and some fishes. And he's got a little basket. And Jesus gives thanks to God with what he's got. And he uses what he has, the small loaves of bread and fish, to feed 5,000. And then even afterwards, after everybody has enough to eat, there's more left over than what was initially given. And me initially, and I'm sure many others, we get focused on the fact that Jesus fed 5,000. We're like, man, what a miracle. And, you know, Jesus created enough with not enough, and he did a miracle. And it's like we lose sight of the fact that God did not just feed 5,000. God created the boy that brought the fish. God created the fish. God created the man that wove the basket that carried the fish. But the thing about it is this. God created the situation that highlighted a situation of quote-unquote lack for a people to look to God to say, I need help. I'm in a situation that's not enough, or I'm finding myself that I don't have enough where I'm at, and I need your help. I need your guidance. And if you're following the will of God, if you find yourself with not enough, and I'm not talking to somebody who's in rebellion to God, who's running from God, or just, I'm not talking about that. But if you're in the will of God and you're saying, okay, God, I just want to go with where you want me to go. You told me this is going to happen. I'm just going to step out in faith. And then all of a sudden you realize that it's beyond you. It's bigger than you. Don't get caught up in the fact that you got a basket with not enough of what you need, because God brought you to that situation. He brought it all together. God led his son to that specific area, brought thousands of people to that area, all to highlight the fact of like, oh, we don't have enough. And so often in the smallness of our thinking of our heads, we can say, oh my goodness, and get freaked out and start to doubt and start not to trust. But if we still trust God, we know that whatever's in our hand, it doesn't matter, because God's bigger than that. You know, the Bible talks about the fact that he owns 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. It's like God owns everything. He created everything. And that's the powerful thing about it, is that if God brought you to where you are, he's going to bring you to the fullness of whatever the situation you're in. In Philippians, it says, you know, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you, he's going to carry it on till completion. And we have to continue to, what started in faith, we got to continue to move in faith. And it really just began, I just began to just see, and there's so much more to this, of how so much there's a lack of trust if we're professing to say, hey, I'm with God. I'm walking with God. I'm in this situation with God. Because trust is so powerful that the Bible shares with us that that's how we love.
Yeah. It's like we're living out of, you're walking this out of the store, out of your own storehouse, or mm-hmm. the storehouse of his bounty, as the Bible says. I mean, are you doing this out of his provision closet or your own?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And many times people don't attempt to do things. They only attempt to do things for God as much so that they can see that they have enough to do it. So mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I got enough supplies to do that,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to saying, what does God want me to do? Doing it, understanding that God has everything that we're going to need as we go.
Yeah. And what even highlights to me, too, and the significance of this is that, you know, sometimes just the very word trust can cause you just to cringe, because it's just like, if you're doing that, okay, you're probably not trusting. Because I think about, we've talked about in a past segment, about a trust fall. And a trust fall, it's like you stand up, you got about 4 or 6 people standing behind you, and you got to trust the people behind you that you're going to fall backwards, and they're going to catch you. And if you don't trust them, all of a sudden your body's just going to crunch up, and you're like, I don't know. And it's just like, there are so many that are living their life like that because mm-hmm. they don't trust God. They don't trust the fact that they're holding all things together. And I remember personally in my life, I was going through, you know, just a situation where I just needed that guidance. And, you know, as a matter of fact, it was a conversation that I had before. And what we talked about was the fact that, do we ever wake up thinking about, you know, Africa being held together or South America being held together? I don't. It's that big. It's bigger than me. God's got it. Mm. Okay. God's holding that situation together. Well, if God can hold that continent together, he can hold your situation together. And so often we don't think about that because we're involved in this situation. So we think we have to have our hands all over it.
Mm.
But if we trust God, we know the fact that it's God that brought this. And God wants us to be free in him. God wants us to be secure in him and trust and know the fact that God's holding it together. And the powerful thing is John G. Lake said, he said, if God calls you out, you step out in bold faith and he will meet you there every single time. And that's so powerful because trust is when we step out for the next step when we don't even see a staircase. When God says, go here, and we see nothing. Because when we're stepping out on and trusting on God, we're going to be stepping out on his word. We're stepping out on his direction. And that's so powerful because that's when we realize if we're really loving God. Because if we say that we love God, but we don't trust his word, we don't trust the fact that he's in control, we don't trust his guidance, then we're not really loving God. We're only loving God to the ability and to the length that we can figure it out.
Yeah, you know, trust is such a powerful word. But when we say trust, you know, a lot of times we struggle with trusting people, or the reason we struggle with trusting people is because we have seen something in their character that has shown them to us and to others as one who's not trustworthy. Maybe you've given them something, they haven't returned it. You trusted them to do something, they didn't do it. You've trusted them to, I don't know, with whatever, mm-hmm. and they just crash and burn. They don't mm-hmm. fulfill it. And so you say, well, hey, I've been there, done that before. This is not something that I can entrust to their care because I may not get it back or what have you. They'll make loan it to somebody else. You get that? It's like, didn't I trust that to you? How did that end over there? You know, type of thing. Yet we take that same type of mindset sometimes. With God, you say, I don't trust God. What are you really saying to God when you're saying that? When you're saying I don't trust God, what you're saying is that I don't trust in your integrity. I don't trust that you have integrity. I don't trust that you can deliver. I don't trust that you're gonna do what mm-hmm. your word says you're gonna do, and that you're not gonna be there. And think about that. We when you say you're not trusting God, you're questioning His character and His integrity, and then mm-hmm. you gotta look back and say, "Oh my, who am I?
Yeah,
what in the world? How did this happen that I got to the place where I can question the integrity of God?
Yeah.
Whether God's going to deliver or not. All we need at that point is just step back and say, God, forgive me. I know that you're faithful. Yeah. And if you can take care of the birds of the air, if you have numbered each hair on all of our heads, and not one bird falls out of the sky, not out of your knowing or out of your awareness, that's one thing. But if a bird doesn't fall out of the sky outside of your will, your plan, mm-hmm. You hold all things together. You can manage anything that I'm going through. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, we don't have to have faith and trust in the good times because we see those things. It's the times that we are visibly able to see, where is God in the situation? What's going on? Listen, there's always a big picture going on. There's things happening behind the scenes. All we need to do is hang on God's promise, hang on what He said, hang on His character, and watch God fulfill what He said He's going to do. He is trustworthy. He has and always will deliver.
Mm-hmm.
We can trust Him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.